Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Is Jesus still doing miracles today? Is he still healing today? You see it in the book of Acts all the way through. We're studying it right now. And how many understand the book of Acts is still being written? You and I are part of the same church as they, have the same Holy Spirit as they, same Great Commission as they, same name of Jesus as they. So we should have the same kind of healings, same kind of miracles. You know, it's just sad that some preachers and theologians and scholars are trying to tell us that the age of miracles is past. That all that was God, you know, the Lord did that to prove his deity, prove his divinity, but then that's all passed away. Well, obviously not, because it's still happening in the book of Acts. And we can lift up our hands and say, it's still happening here. Amen. There's all kind of people. We read testimonies every service. Of people, somebody else that's been healed. Scores and scores happening all the time, and on a larger scale all over the world, millions. Amen. Being healed today by the power of God, and it belongs to every Christian. So we studied the healing of the lame man at the gate beautiful in Acts 3. And we studied the healing of Aeneas. It took us a little while to get through there, but we got old Aeneas healed. He got healed, and we're thankful for that. Shouted about that for weeks. But now in Acts, the 14th chapter, Acts chapter 14, let's study the healing of the crippled man at Lystra. The healing of the crippled man at Lystra in Acts 14. Let's pray before we read this. Father, we thank you for the word. We thank you, your word is life to us, health and medicine to all of our flesh. We thank you, Lord, that you sent your word and healed us, delivered us from destruction. Give everybody here ears to hear and eyes to see and a heart to receive, and everybody that'll hear these tapes and receive from any medium, let your healing come through your word and drive out sickness and disease and drive away death, that we may live a full length of days without hindrance and infirmity. And we'll give you all the glory and all the praise. You are worthy. You're our God. You're our Savior. You are our provider and you're our healer. In Jesus' name, amen. Acts 14, 1. In Acts, the 14th chapter, let's begin reading. It came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake that a great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. Long time, therefore, abode they, speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, and part held with the Jews, and part with the apostles. And when there was an assault made both of the Gentiles and also of the Jews with their rulers to use them despitefully and to stone them, they were ware of it and fled to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and unto the region that lies round about. And there they preached the gospel. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on your feet." And he leaped and walked. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many believe it happened just like that? Amen. That's not a fairy tale. That's historical account. The man lived. He was there. He was crippled from his mother's womb. And that day, listening to the Apostle Paul preach, he jumped up. and stood on those legs and ankles and feet that had never worked. And jumped around and hopped around. And then could walk on them, I reckon, the rest of his life. How many believe that? How many know that's a miracle? That is healing, but it's a miracle of healing. Healing is a renewal or a regeneration of the body from a weakened or diseased condition. It implies a process. And some people don't understand that. They think, well, if God heals you, that means it's always instantaneous. No, that's not correct. Healing, God, you know, God made the human body. And he put a certain amount of healing in the body that'll cause you, if you scrape your knee or cut your finger, it'll cause it to heal up. There are no intelligent people who don't believe in healing. Did you hear me? Anybody that's lived any length of time on the earth below has scraped a hand or a knee or stubbed a toe and it healed up if you're normal and healthy, right? You'll heal up. Well, God made the human body and God put a certain amount of healing in you to sustain you for maintenance and just keep you up and keep you going, right? How many thankful God did that? Elsewise, if you damage something, it'd always be that way the rest of your life.
That's right.
But no, it'll heal up. And in fact, you know, doctors don't heal people.
Right.
You know, you take a surgery. There's a growth in there or something. And the surgeons go in and take the growth out. Well, that can be a positive thing. But then when they're done and they sew the person back up, well, they didn't heal them. They removed a problem. But if they're going to be healed, somebody says, well, the body has to heal itself. Yeah, but who made it that way? Who put that in there? You know, who put life in the body? Who put healing in the body? People say, well, we just don't understand this. No, you just don't believe. God made the earth. He made human beings and he put healing in us. Well, there's a lot more healing where that came from. How many believe that? And in this case, here's a man that something was wrong with him, but there was so much healing power that came into him from God that it corrected everything in a moment of time. And he jumps up. You know, this is a miracle in more ways than one. I mean, instantly, his feet and ankle bones are healed and his legs are healed, but you know, he's never walked in his life. We saw this in Acts 3 with the lame man at the gate called Beautiful too. I mean, you know, he never learned how to walk as a toddler. He's not only walking, he's leaping. He's jumping. He's running. This is a miracle. A miracle of healing. A sign and wonder. And I believe we serve the same God. He hadn't changed one iota. If it pleased him then, it pleases him now. If it was good in his eyes then, it's good in his eyes now. If it was his will then, it's his will now. And he's no respecter of persons. If he'd do it for him, he'd do it for somebody else. Can you say amen?
Amen.
God is the healer, the great physician. He forgives all your iniquities. He heals all your diseases. Thanks be unto God forever. We have a healer. I said we have a healer. I'm telling you, if the baby's running a fever late in the nighttime and nobody knows what to do, we know what to do.
Yeah.
We know who to go to.
Amen.
If you get a bad report and they tell you there's no hope, there is hope. We know who to go to.
Yeah.
I'm glad about that.
Yeah.
I said, I'm glad about that.
Yeah.
I don't have to throw up my hands in despair and cry and think about taking my life because there's no way out. There is a way out.
Yeah.
A good way out.
Yeah.
A way to live and not die.
Yes.
Overcome.
Amen.
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 I'm so glad. How many can raise your hand with me and say, I've been healed many times. The Lord has healed me many times. Glory to God. There's been a number of times in my body that something looked like it started and looked like it was wrong or something to get, you know, you could get scared about, but I just spoke to it. I just put my faith on it. And I mean, you know, sometimes in a matter of minutes, sometimes a matter of days, sometimes in a matter of weeks, but it went away.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Healed. How many understand that there's enough stuff in the atmosphere and in the food we eat and in the water we drink to kill us a million times over?
Yeah.
Right? And we'd all been dead a long, long time ago, except the Lord sustained us.
Amen.
And He will sustain us. He will continue to sustain us.
Sure.
Till we finish our whole race, complete our whole course, do what we're put here to do, and then we'll be ready to go anyway.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Without disease. Acts 14, let's back up and begin reading this. In verse 3, 1 through 3, it said that they stayed there and they spoke boldly in the Lord. You know, you can't be wishy-washy and wavery about what you believe and get results. And preachers can't preach wavery and wishy-washy. I know of a friend of mine that was in seminary, same time I was at Rhema. He was going on to his doctoral studies, and I wasn't there. I didn't have the education that he had. And so I was curious to know what he was getting. And so I asked him about a couple of things, because they're delving into the, you know, depth, length, breadth, and height of theology. And about a certain issue I'd been thinking. I said, well, what do you believe? What have you found out about this? He said, well, Dr. So-and-so, in his study on such-and-such, states this and this. And he says, but Dr. So-and-so, he states their completely opposing view. He said, but also other third Dr. So-and-so, in his book on such-and-such, he states a third completely different idea. And he said, but also fourth Dr. So-and-so. And I mean, he went on and on at like that I would be impressed with that. And finally I said, well, okay. I said, what do you believe? He said, well, I see some merit in first Dr. So-and-so's position, but I also see some merit in second Dr. So-and-so. And I also see some merit in third. And I also see some fourth. I thought to myself, I hope you don't have to stand in this area anytime soon, because you don't know what you believe.
Amen.
And people who don't know what they believe cannot be bold.
Right.
It's one of the big things that make you bold. Being bold is not being arrogant. Being bold is not being pushy. Did you hear me? You know, there's some people that are just flat rude. And they try to spiritually excuse it and call it being bold. Did you hear me? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Just push roughshod over people and demanding and just unpleasant and rude, crude, and uncouth. And anything come up about it, they say, well, you know, that's my prophetic anointing. I'm sorry, but that's just, you know, my anointing. It got nothing to do with anointing. It's called flesh.
Amen.
Flesh. And no. Being bold is got nothing to do with being rude. Nothing at all. You're bold when you know. You're bold when you're sure. Amen.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Crippled Man at Lystra, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1212. That's R-1212. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.